Kill is moving.
Hi, Andrew.
Speaking.
Hi, Andrew. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Nadine. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing good. You know, it is only Monday.
Right.
Thanks for asking. That was very nice of you. So I'm sorry if I caught you in the middle of a job. A mover's job is never done. You know?
Right. Yeah.
But the reason that I was calling, I'm actually part of the upgrades department, Andrew. I know that we're currently assisting you, right, with the hosting of your website. But
yes.
I did want to talk to you about a program that you actually might qualify for. And I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called Google Guaranteed. You'll see it at the very top of the page with it'll say sponsored with a check mark, right? You're familiar with it? Okay.
Yes.
So basically, Google Guaranteed, what that is a program where you pay per lead. However, the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call, right? You don't share it with anyone. Okay. It is only sent to you. Now, of course, the requirements is that they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think you have over 300.
Yes.
So amazing job on that.
Yeah.
Really great job. Now, I know that they also require a background check. They go back 7 years. They want to make sure that you don't have any felonies, which I'm sure you have a completely clean record.
Sure.
And then it looks like for the movers, okay, they do require for you to carry at least a $750,000 general liability insurance. Do you have that? Okay. Beautiful. Now, there's one of two licenses that they want you to have. Okay, it's either the FMCSA Motor Carrier Registration Number or the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission Certificate for Household Goods Service.
Well, they changed that last year. The PRC went out and they discontinued the PRC and they pushed everything for transportation department to the DOT. So I have a New Mexico. I have an old PRC number, but now I have a new DOT number.
Okay.
So that's
interesting.
What I have. And so I don't go interstate. So interstate would be the Federal Motor Safety Carrier Administration. They would require the MC number, which I don't have to have because I'm not going out of state. So I do have the DOT number, which is the same as the PRC number.
Okay, it's the same as the PRC. Okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So basically, you qualify for it, right? There is a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Typically, it'll take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. But I will say this. I mean, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. However, once you do get approved, we notify you because within 3 days, we would want to activate your leads unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? So to activate the leads, it's a minimum monthly budget of $1,079. Now, this will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $83 a lead. So when that call comes in, it'll deduct it from that budget. The kicker on it is, let's say someone called you, I don't know, to remove some junk, okay, for junk removal. And that's outside of your services. Google credits the lead back to you because it's considered unqualified. If someone called you to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead, that would be credited back. What they do consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to go give them an estimate, then that's a qualified lead. Google does assign a special tracking number that is linked to your phone. And so they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, because we're also monitoring it, if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get it credited back. If you only received one lead in the month, then what's left over out of that budget rolls over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you're paying $83 because you're basically paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Make sense?
Sure.
Okay. If you're going on vacation or you're bombarded with work, you can't handle more leads, you call us and you say, hey, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you have a little bit more control of that. And it allows you to target wherever your license and your insurance covers you.
Okay.
If that was the whole state, you can.
Yep. I'm the whole state. I do the whole state. I had restructured the company.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Yeah, I restructured everything. We had just local. Now we have statewide. I'm also licensed for general freight, not just household goods. I'm licensed to go. Like, I have contracts with Honeywell. Kirkland. So if they need me to take a load of electronics over to Farmington for, you know, for delivery, I do that. So
nice.
I've opened it up a little bit more so that I have more way.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you definitely qualify for it. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I thought about it before. So it's basically $12,000 a year, about $12,000 a year if I look at it. You said $1,070?
It's $1,079, yeah. So to be honest with you, I mean, yeah, let's say if you're getting all 13 leads every month, right, then, yeah, you're paying $1,079. Because what you're always doing in the month is basically getting your budget back up to the $1,079. The reason that we start you off with that is because the minimum monthly budget is, we want you to get a feel of the program first, right, before you start saying, hey, send me more leads. You know,
right.
Now, does that mean you're paying that every month? No, because there might be a month you only got 5 leads. So you know that following month, you're paying 83 times 5, right, for the leads that you had received the month before.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically how this would work,
okay. So they don't roll over if I don't use them, right? Especially if they're not qualified. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so, like, even let's say you got five leads, only two were qualified. Basically, what was left over from the budget, okay, it rolls over. So that means you're only going to be paying for the qualified leads, not the unqualified.
Yeah.
And you'll still be able to see in your budget, like, okay, so and they let you know, like, hey, we're invoicing this amount because these are for the leads that you received. You can still track the leads, like the calls. You can track all of that. It'll show you what was qualified and what wasn't. And even because we're managing it, if we saw, you know, Andrew, that one slipped through the cracks, we're going to immediately dispute it with Google to get that credited back for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you look at it, like, okay, if I am paying $1,079, I mean, yeah, you're talking over $12,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about it. We're such a little business. I mean, I don't have it's seasonal, too. I mean, I could use it more in the summertime. And well, we had a really good year this year because of the contracts that I've had.
That's so awesome.
Most of the work we got were like from Cakes Brothers, the base, Housing Authority.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got discovered. We had, I did specialty moving. I added, safes, pianos, and pool tables. And, I got a,
I was going to ask you about that. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's
we had
good.
A contract with like about 80 safes from the Defense Department that I guess they built a building back in the 40s and it didn't have an elevator in the basement, but they somehow got the safes down, about 800 pound safes, but they couldn't get them back up. So they hired us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we eventually postponed it until I bought a safe dolly, which climbed stairs. You want me to do that again for you, Sergio? Okay. So we did really well. I bought two new trucks and kind of old trucks. So, I haven't spent much on advertising except for my Facebook and whatever else I do online. I've just basically.
So, I noticed that you had requested some information on Facebook advertising. Did anyone get back to you on that?
I had someone that helped me out. Yeah, I had someone that helped me out. Showed me how to do it. Showed me how to advertise a little bit more keywords and maybe just working with the algorithms. you know, posting more every day and just being involved and making myself up. Because, I mean, if I'm not getting a lot of reviews, that's going and talking to all the customers and getting a lot more every week. If I stay relevant, I'll be getting more and more calls. So I didn't understand how it worked. I wasn't really that savvy on it.
Yeah.
So.
Are you running your own Facebook ads? Are you managing them? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing as much as I can.
Yeah. What do you allocate to them on the Facebook ads?
Just, you know, our ad being here for so long, being here 45 years, being on Breaking Bad. I'm selling some merchandise right now on online. I run the Google page, the Facebook page, and I have a Nextdoor page. So I'm targeting all the local areas here, and all companies that are like headhunters, like the ones eLogic was a company that's based out of Las Cruces. I guess they found us and they got us a job with the base, and then we finished that.
Nice.
Another one for the housing authority, and that one we just closed out. So the contracts seem to be the ones that are really helping us out. You know, the organic ones or the people just daily moving. Sometimes the market gets a little slower. And we've got about, I don't know, 40, 50 different moving companies in town.
Mm-hmm.
Two men in a truck would be the go-to because they have so many trucks. They've got 30 trucks. They've got a lot of management. So, I mean, they advertise a lot. All my sons, K&J. I mean, we have a lot of competition. So, I think I've got my hands as good as I can get. I don't know about the Google guarantee. I don't know. What's the stats on that? I mean.
Well, I will tell you this. With Google guaranteed, and let's take a look to see who's in your area, who's part of that program. So Google guaranteed, I'll tell you, people are more inclined to selecting those that are part of the Google guaranteed because it's going to show Joe, I always, because they look at your business name and I'm thinking Joe. Sorry, because it'll show Andrew. Do you get that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
And the reason is because it'll show, Andrew, in your Google business in the Google profile for Google guaranteed, the same reviews that you have on the Google business profile, just so you know, those will also show up on your Google guaranteed profile. Okay. Those same reviews, even though they're two separate programs, okay, I'll be super transparent with you. You just have to add us on as managers so that way we can link it. We're not going to mess with your Google business profile, okay? We just want to make sure that those same reviews are attached. But I'll tell you who's part of that program that I'm looking at now when I searched up movers. There's all my sons moving, JP moving, prior one, logistics, national out-of-state movers, long-distance and out-of-state movers, Maislin relocation, best long-distance moving, United Trust van lines, expedited long-distance moving with two G's at the end. But I was looking because I saw some of them, Royal Moving and Storage, Powerhouse Moving Company, Keep It Moving, LLC, Mr. Move It All, Moving Place, Slater Transfer and Storage, Simpson Moving Company, Car Ship and Go, Moving USA, Affordable Moving, Faith Moving. So from Faith and the guys that I mentioned right before that, their leads are off. The only ones that have their leads on is All My Sons Moving, JP Moving, Priority One Logistics, National Out-of-State Movers, the Long Distance and Out-of-State Movers, Best Long Distance Moving, United Trust Van Lines, Expedited Long Distance, and Family Long Distance Van Lines. Those ones have their leads on. The other companies, their leads are off.
So what does that mean? It means that they're not using the leads off of
that
Google?
That means that they have their leads on pause. So when your leads are on pause, it puts you more towards the bottom of the list of the Google guaranteed. Okay? It doesn't mean that you won't get calls, right? You'll get calls, but instead of it being the tracking number that Google assigns you, it reverts to your phone number, right? So that means when it reverts to your phone number, you could get a call, right? But it could be someone calling you about a service that you don't offer. You're not being charged for that call, but you know what I mean? You might get calls at the service or, you know, someone try to sell you marketing or what have you, right?
Sure.
So again, when your leads are off your profile, it doesn't disappear. It just puts you towards the bottom of the page.
Got it.
Which isn't a bad thing either, you know what I mean? Because you're still showing.
Well, yeah, at least they're qualified. So could I be qualified? If I qualify and I got qualified for it, and I always kept it off when I have a bill?
So let's say that you get set up, right? We turn on your leads. Yeah.
Okay.
We turn on your leads. Once you get approved, we call you and you're like, hey, yeah, activate the leads, right? Then what'll happen is, let's say the first month you get one lead, you know, the following month you're only paying for the one lead that you got the month before, and then you get two leads, right, in the next month. And you're like, hey, can you guys do me a favor? Shut it off. I need to pause it. Okay, we pause it. We don't remove the pause until you call us back to unpause it. Now, if when you pause it, you had only received two leads, when you call to unpause it, okay, it's going to pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And again, I mean, we're not going to tell you if you pause it five or six times or you pause it for a month. We're not going to tell you like, oh, you can't keep doing that. It's really, it gives you the ability to pause them when needed. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, people are on a job and they're getting leads, and then all of a sudden they got these projects, they're backed up, and they're like, hey, I need to shut them off, right? So we shut them off, and they're like, you know, because they're like backed up. Right? I mean, it doesn't make sense for you to keep getting leads if you can't even get to them, because then you're losing opportunities and you're going to be charged for it, right?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Of course, we don't want to limit you on that. I know, like, with programs like Angie's Leads and all that, those type of programs, they're like, you shut it off for, I think now they extended it for their clients to a month, but still, I mean, if you forget, automatically they go back on and you're being bombarded, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've tried Angie's List. I've tried Yelp. So the thing is now, like, let's say I'm a customer and I go to somebody that's Google approved, Google guaranteed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What am I guaranteeing? What are they getting that they wouldn't be getting from someone that is not on the guarantee? Like, I know they're getting background checks. Are they getting some kind of insurance guarantee?
What they're seeing, and I'll be super transparent with you as of right now, what they're going to be seeing is that you're approved by Google. You have passed the background check, you're licensed, and you're insured, okay? Basically, what that means, how I put it like this, is like, because you're going through an approval process, number one, you will not get approved for Google Guaranteed if you don't have the license and the insurance that they require, and much less, if you don't pass that background check, you're unqualified, period.
Sure.
I was telling this one guy, I said, even if you told him, listen, I'll give you $5,000 right now to put me in Google Guaranteed. If you don't qualify, you don't qualify. It doesn't matter what you try to pay him. Right.
You're going into people's houses. You got to send trustworthy people in there. You don't want to send murderers.
Exactly.
You're liable.
Let me tell you.
30 years of this stuff, I've had to make sure, I've had to go through people. And I'm there. I'm there supervising. I'm there watching. And a lot doesn't happen when I'm there. It's hard. You know what I mean? I've given people chances that come with me, and I'm there. I don't let anybody in the house. I don't let anybody there unless they're working with me on the side. But other than that, I don't have time for issues with, people that are felons and stuff. They can't even get on base. I mean, it's not just me. If I have a contract on base, it's a whole other world on the base. They'll take you to jail. I had a guy that had he missed a ticket. They had a warrant out from him in Colorado.
No way.
10 years ago, and he had nothing come up on the record when I saw him, but he had a warrant, and military police arrested him that day and took him to jail. He had to pay the warrant, and I said that's it. I mean, it's a whole other world. I was like, I didn't know you had one of those. He's like, I forgot all about it. So, yeah, I have to make sure I have people that are trustworthy. I mean, I'm clean. My whole family's clean. In this business, it's a hard business to find people that are interested in doing this.
Yeah.
That are, you know, not out of jail or not having, you know, mental issues or alcohol or substance abuse. It's a tough business. But I've been blessed by the Lord to be able to work physically and
doing
it since I was 26. Yeah. And I'm 55 now, and I'm still doing it. I can still do stairs. I'm doing specialty items. So I've got a little niche. I'll probably work for the next, because there's no retirement for me. I mean, I've got myself set. I don't know what to do if I'm not doing something like this. It keeps me in shape. You know, if I take a vacation, it's not that long. But I found a niche. I don't have to go to the gym. This is the gym. And, it's a blessing. And sometimes it's seasonal. So sometimes the wintertime, it slows down and I just get a little bit more rest. I can do a little bit more vacationing if I want.
Yes. More time with the family.
Yeah.
That's important.
Because they're off, the kids are off school in the Christmas time. So we end up going somewhere and, I don't have to worry.
Aww.
But I do have a crew that I keep that have been blessed, and it's like part time. Most people are part time. Doing this full time is not really a
ideal
reality.
Yeah.
You know, their body can't handle it every day. Some can. I've done it, but you know, I've just been used to physical labor my whole life. I've exercised since I was 15. I wasn't a substance abuser. I got rest, and I have a lot of technique. Not the strongest guy, but I mean, I'm endurance wise. I can do it. Sensibility wise, I've never had an accident, since knock on wood. I haven't had any accidents. You know, I've had other guys have accidents and stuff, like, you know, breaking their foot, moving a safe. So I've had to deal with the workman's comp, but we have now safe dollies, stair climbers. I've got all the equipment that I need to do everything that I need to do without having to deal with hurting anybody, damage, you know, any liabilities, anything like that. So.
That's awesome.
I don't know, Miranda. I'm thinking about it, but I've had to think about it for a while, and I hadn't really thought about doing it. You know, I know you're. I mean, I appreciate you bringing it up and offering it to me. I might think about it. I'm gonna see how the winter goes, and if it gets to a point, I'll call you back and I'll see if I can set something up. Getting it done. I mean, if I just did it and I got Google guaranteed, would I be Google guaranteed? Does I have to go through this application every year, or is it just once?
Nope, it's just a one-time application fee. The only thing that you have to do is just went right before your insurance expires. You know what I mean?
Renew
you want to make sure that they always have the renewed one, right? The up-to-date one. Yeah.
I
sent you a text. This way, Andrew, you have my contact information here at Local Splash. I'm still the 877 number. I just have an extension, 623.
Okay.
So this way, if you're ever interested, you know, I mean, please feel free and reach out to me, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, help you get set up, okay?
God bless you, Nathan. Thank you so much.
You are
so,
I appreciate that. Listen, I will take all the blessings from God that you send me. You're not going to believe the shirt I have on right now this morning. I'm like, you know, I think I'm going to wear my shirt that says Jesus is Lord, you know. I feel pumped up right now. We did an outreach on Saturday with our church. My husband's actually the outreach ministry, and we were like on fire. I just felt revival on Saturday, you know. And
Amen.
Just feel like there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on, you know.
this whole Charlie Kirk thing has like been. I followed him, and I didn't realize I was following him, but his message was stronger, and he was such a good speaker and a good debater.
Yeah.
He made me start thinking about all of these things. I was like, wow, those are great arguments. Those are great arguments, and then. I go soul winning on Saturdays. Saturdays I go soul winning. We knock on doors. I learned how to save people. I got saved myself about 2.5 years ago. I got a long time.
Wow.
But we're a lost nation. Not lost, but we have the devil in our government, and we have to fight. I mean, it says, you know, we're supposed to fight evil, and I'm non-confrontational. I let people do what they got to do until they start approaching our children and start indoctrinating our nation again, you know. If they're lost, we can find them and we can help them if they want. We're always there with our hand open, but Yeah, it's been a struggle. This last week has been really hard for me, but we've been praying a lot, and you know, people, it's life. Everybody goes through losses. It's horrible at this level, you know, because this, I don't think we're going to find anybody. And maybe I'm wrong because he had such a high profile, and he was just respectful. And anyway, a lot of people liked him. Some didn't like him because, you know, it's hard to fight logic.
We were just talking with some of, with a couple from church. We went to go have dinner last night, well, after service, an early dinner, and we were just talking about, like, we can agree to disagree, right? Everybody has opinions. Everybody has beliefs, right? But at the end of the day, a human being is a human being. You know what I mean?
But,
like that song goes, what the enemy meant for evil, right? God will do for good, right? Something like that, you know? He'll turn it around for good.
No matter how upset I get, I am faithful, and I know the Lord has its reasons for this. And this is the reason, I think. He was so powerful, Charlie was so influential, that this thing ignited a ripple, you know? It's like it was a horrible thing, you know? But now it's all around the world. People marching, people standing up for their faith. And I mean, it's a big revival now. There's like 9,000 chapters of Turning Point that have been adopted to churches.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You want to hear the funny thing, right? Usually when you do outreach, you know, you're out there with your Jesus flags, you know, you're getting the bird. People are giving you the finger. And my pastor's wife, when she pulled up, she was like a proud mama, because there was like about maybe 20 of us out there, you know, pull over for prayer. We were handing out popsicles. But I'll tell you, we got more people honking, right, and waving and just cheering us on than people being angry. So, you know, it's a good thing.
The first person to start it, and then the chain follows. The first person is the one who usually has that happen, you know, and it's hard. It doesn't take both.
You have to be bold. Yeah. Well, listen, Andrew, I thank you for your time. God bless you, and I will keep you and your business in prayer and your family. Thank you. I appreciate speaking with you, and if anything changes, feel free and reach out, okay?
I will.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. God bless
you. You too. Bye-bye.